It's been a tough year for the Democratic Republic of Congo. An outbreak of Ebola, more violence, and the lack of support has led the African country into one of its biggest humanitarian crises. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Democratic Republic of Congo's health crisis started in 2018, and while the numbers have improved this year, the country still faces huge challenges. This is the 10th epidemic case of Ebola the DRC has faced since 1976, according to the not-for-profit CARE. The situation is getting worse with the political crisis the Democratic Republic of Congo is facing. Oxfam Australia's humanitarian manager Josh Holwright says both issues are a lethal mix for its citizens.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ebola has caused widespread humanitarian crisis over the last year. Lately, we've had over 1,800 reported deaths from Ebola, and two deaths have occurred in neighbouring Uganda. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, there's not only the Ebola crisis, but there's been an ongoing humanitarian crisis caused by a political instability and conflict over the last decades. That's affecting this year over 12 million people. So in the DRC, over 12.8 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance this year.
Not only can Ebola potentially kill millions of Congolese people, but many face additional problems such as lack of clean water and proper health services. Over 12.8 million Congolese people need humanitarian assistance across the African country. In the province of Ituri, hundreds of thousands of people are living in overcrowded camps, and around 25 camps have doubled their size to accommodate displaced families. And money isn't coming through the way it should be. Mr. Holwright says there's an economic shortage at this stage.
Ebola is part of the overall humanitarian crisis in Democratic Republic of Congo. So this year, the support that's been asked for is $1.7 billion. However, only $439 million has been received to date, leaving a shortfall for the humanitarian crisis, including Ebola, of $1.2 billion.
Healthcare in the Democratic Republic of Congo, already well below the standard of any developed country, has been put under further strain. Before last year's Ebola outbreak, there were only 9 doctors per 10,000 Congolese. Mr. Holwright says the situation makes these numbers worse.
The number's incredibly low because of the very difficult situation that the Democratic Republic of Congo faces. It's been suffering through political instability, ongoing conflict, and recently economic downturn that constricts the ability of the country to train and operationalize the required number of doctors.
He also says Oxfam is asking the Australian government to increase the aid to eradicate Ebola.
Oxfam calls on the Australian government to increase funding to the overall humanitarian crisis in Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as specifically the Ebola crisis. In addition to that, in previous humanitarian crises, the Australian public has been incredibly generous in supporting Oxfam's work and others to respond to humanitarian crisis with life-saving assistance.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.